Hey, this is Pete Tsironis, founder and CEO of Dots and Bridges, talking to my pal, my friend, my buddy, my colleague, Miss Samara Shulman of On Point Consulting. What's up, Samara?
Nothing much. How are you doing?
I'm feeling good. We had a tornado in our neighborhood the other day, which was freaky scary. So that was on my mind. What's on your mind right now?
Well, right now I've got leadership on my mind. I was on a webinar before listening to an entrepreneur and author, Claudia Chan, and she was talking about leadership. And the phrase that I had actually never heard before is whole self leadership. And the reason why it was so interesting to me was because I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, that's what I try. That's what I try to do. That's what I try to be. And I was like, and what a great way to just phrase it when you actually stop to think. I mean, what's your leadership style?
My leadership style, I think, is just constantly in flux. I mean, I've worked for the government. I've had staff older than me, younger than me, folks who want me to mentor, folks that are super smart and way talented and smarter than me. And sometimes it's just that, how am I their boss? What am I supposed to do? And that to me is where, with all the leadership courses and things that I've had a chance to be a part of, I joke about my Myers-Briggs being ESFJ. I think my style is just, it's just wanting to try to be everything to everybody when that's impossible. But also I like respecting that they're all leaders too. So I don't know if that makes sense. But tell me, before you jump into that, what is your leadership style now that this, what do you call it, whole self leadership? How does that resonate with your current style?
The biggest thing about hearing that phrase whole self leadership is the idea of it's quote unquote acceptable what I do. Like you said, I don't know if I can really summarize something into leadership style. It's constantly, like you said, in flux. But I do think that for years and years, decades and decades, it was thought that that's it. You show up to work and you leave the rest of your life behind, and you leave work and you show up home and you leave the rest of it behind. And I think, and granted, I listened to this webinar. She's a fabulous speaker. I did not read the book. So this is my take.
Knowing you, you're going to read it.
Yes, I have ordered it, but this is my version of how I would define whole self leadership. It's being allowed to bring your whole self to work. And what I mean by that is, instead of saying this happened this morning, I'm going to forget about it all and I'm going to show up at work and be present. It's now being able to be present and say, ugh, this happened, this happened, this happened, this put me in this mood. But you know what? Being in this mood might actually help me think about X, Y, and Z and solve these problems. Or maybe there's an advantage to having more emotions, being more emotional that day at work. Maybe that would behoove us as we think about things. And then I think it's also being able to take a step back. And this comes from something I was reading earlier, actually. The phrase that they used was zooming out. Yeah, before coming up with that final decision or before having your game plan or your next action items, being able to zoom out and kind of look at it all the way around. Does it make sense? Or what questions are still there? Or do we wait? Do we slow roll this? Do we move forward, kind of thing? But getting back to the whole self-leadership is just being able to bring your values and lead with your actual personal values. Not just, well, the company has always done this, or people who have worked for this company have historically behaved this way. It's, no, I want to bring my values. I consider myself a very resilient person. Relationships are very important to me. How I manage my personal relationships, that is how I like to manage my work relationships. I like to manage them the way that I want, quote unquote, manage them the way I want somebody to manage their relationship with me. I want somebody checking in. I want somebody to be personable. And I don't just want it to be where work is a transaction. Being able to adapt, being agile. I mean, there's a word that we are constantly using when referring to technology, but same way that you said earlier that your leadership style is always in flux. To me, that's a good thing. That's being agile. That's being able to roll with the punches. That's being able to look at how things around us are changing and not just revert back to a, oh, well, this is how it's always been done.